For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McKeady.
And Kelly Williams.
And of course, there's not really much going on this week with me, to be honest. I don't have a lot to say.
You had a chill weekend from what I heard.
It was very chill. Honestly, boring. I was a little bored. I wish that something would have happened to kind of spark it up a little bit. So obviously I want to, before we get into anything, first and foremost, I just want to thank everybody who witnessed what happened this past couple of days, who was like supportive. Everybody was so cool and supportive, and it's been wild. Like, it's been really surreal. It feels like something that I'm watching happen to somebody else, because I'm like following the drama, and then I'm like, oh, it's, I'm like, fuck, it's my name that I keep reading. But everybody, like I said, has been so supportive and so cool. And it's not the way that I expected to end my show that I worked so hard on for so long. But it feels like the right time to have done it, obviously. Thank God I didn't stay any longer. And it seems like I'm going to have to walk away without my work. I fought for it. It doesn't seem worth it. So I am no longer in possession of those episodes that I worked very hard on, but it is what it is. I'm just like happy to be able to cut my losses and like move on. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for being so cool about it.
And I can just say, as someone who worked with Troy, who has worked with Troy for the last year and a half, we have had difficult conversations with each other. You know, there have been moments where we've had to have tough talks, and he has never come at me in any way other than being respectful. And I can just talk about my own experience, and Troy's not a difficult person to work with.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
So I bought the Prince Harry book.
Yeah. Did you start it yet?
I'm only like 50 pages in, so I don't want to say like too much yet. So far, it's mostly about the loss of his mom and how his dad isn't like a loving, caring person. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really gotten to like the nitty gritty of it all, right, but I promise by next week I will have some thoughts. And I know our friends over at Celebrity Memoir Book Club are releasing an episode. Well, yeah, this will be, I'm sure you'll, it comes out Thursday, but so does this. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm excited. You know that I won't read it, but I will definitely listen to what you have to say about it. And I'm like really anxious to hear like the tea.
Absolutely. And I'm also someone, I'm like, do I believe everything Prince Harry and Meghan say? Not really. Like, you know, I'm sure it's their truth, right, but William and Kate have their truth. And somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yeah, know? Absolutely. And I think it's undeniably so interesting because they're like our kind of celebrities. Like, you know, it's weird. It's like if Rita Ora was like in the royal family or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy the way that it's overlapped. So I don't know. I think it's interesting.
For sure. And I just want to say, you can't talk about Meghan Markle right now because so many people either love her or think she's the literal Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I need people to remember, like, Prince Harry is a grown man. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she had some sway in some decision, but he's also a big boy.
Yeah. And he's lived a life.
Right.
He has lived, honey. Like, he knows how to make his own decisions.
Exactly.
I agree with that. So one thing I definitely wanted to talk about yesterday, the queen of pop punk, Ashley Simpson, appeared on the Jennifer Hudson show, which is so funny because so many people messaged me and said they didn't know Jennifer Hudson had a show. And I feel like that's the general consensus. But neither here nor there, Ashley appeared on the show. And it really feels like Ashley Simpson is gearing up to announce that she's going to be like returning to music. And I just want to say, I know that we've said it before, but like manifestation is very real and very powerful. And you have to, you almost have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because when you want something to happen, if you put it out into the universe enough, the shit will happen. I'm telling you, if Ashley Simpson is about to make a pop punk return to music, anything that you want to happen can happen.
100% agree with you. I can't wait. Hopefully it's like Pieces of Me chapter 2.
Yes. Oh, I can't even think about it. I can't get too excited about it. But if you haven't seen the interview, it's on Instagram. It's on like Jennifer Hudson's show's Instagram, I think. And she was just like really sweet and cool. And she came off really down to earth and like normal and, you know, the way Ashley does. So that's all I had to say about that.
Now, I need to go off a little bit about trigger warning. I'm going to talk about the Idaho Four. And of course, that was a brutal murder that happened in a college home party house. They kept calling it a party house. They like made sure to make that a thing. And they have a suspect in custody. But the way the internet is treating the two like surviving roommates is so fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. The affidavit came out and apparently the roommate Dylan like saw him, but didn't call 911. It doesn't matter. Cause like, hopefully you never have to be in a position like that. Right. That's how I think about, why are you like, her calling 911, I don't know if it would have saved a life, to be honest. If anything, he could have heard her on the phone.
You know what's so crazy is like, I wouldn't say that I lived in a, well, I don't know if I guess you could say it was a quote party house. And I was thinking about just like how, like if you were living in a house like that, it's so easy to hear like wild shit happening and like not, like you'll hear people fighting and breaking shit and whatever. And like, I don't know. It's just so easy to put yourself in that situation and be like, oh my God, like that really could be any person living in like a college house.
Yeah. And it's like, there's no sympathy for the surviving roommates when they're victims too. Don't put your anger towards them. Again, I am sure she panicked. I am sure if something like that happened, I don't know if I'd call 911 right away. I think I'd be scared the person would hear me.
Right.
So it's just like, it really bothers me the way like these TikTok true crime people have gone off. It's like, why don't you blame the suspect? Don't blame this poor girl, Dylan. Don't blame the other roommate. They were cleared almost immediately. Mm-hmm. Like if TikTok continued to dig, they were saying it was an ex-boyfriend. They were saying it was one of the roommates. Like, shut the fuck up. The FBI was there so quick and they had the guy within a week.
Yeah. Well, you know, TikTok has become its own, like people really think that they're doing investigative work on TikTok at the moment. It's like very crazy. Obviously, I'm like watching that happen with Britney, where all these people are like now starting investigative Britney podcasts about her being a clone and all this stuff. And I'm like, just because you guys like Law and Order does not mean you need to go that step further and like start investigating crimes and shit. Like, you're wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just had to get that out there because people are forgetting that these girls are victims too. And I am sure people will comment or be like, well, you're taught to call 911 at a young age. I am 31 years old and I have never called 911. I'm very lucky to say that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It really pissed me off last week. I was on one. And our friend Talia Lichtstein on TikTok, she put her thoughts, and those are basically my thoughts as well.
Your face. Also, the Golden Globes were last night. Did you watch it?
I did not. My friends have decided to do a weekly dinner, and that was last night. Yeah.
The Globes are, I like the Golden Globes because people are drunk and it's like kind of loose. And it's personally my favorite of the hoity-toity award shows. Because it's, I don't know, it just has like a different vibe about it, like a looser vibe and like anything. It's almost like the VMAs of like Pinkies Up award shows.
I agree.
It can happen. I wouldn't say that you missed a whole lot. It was, the moments that were great. All I really cared about was like White Lotus and what would happen. And I just wanted to see Jennifer Coolidge on that stage. and we got it. And it was so beautiful. Her speech was so funny and it made me cry.
I did see hers and I saw Angela Bassett, her speech as well.
Yes.
Who I love. I love her.
Ain't nobody going to give a speech like Angela Bassett. It's just, she's the best.
What did you think of the Scientology joke? I believe it was the host and he had 3 Golden Globes and he was like, Tom Cruise returned these backstage. Maybe we can exchange them to find Shelley Miscavige. Oh, yeah. Everyone went.
It's like, it's weird to know, I guess we're at a place where we're joking about the death of Shelley now, I suppose. Like the death and the whereabouts of Shelley's body. I guess it's funny now.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Like, you guys have guaranteed to put, like, the thing about being famous and making jokes about Scientology is I'm like, are you just willing to be on the Scientology, like, guerrilla warfare list for the rest of your life with no concern? Because I would be terrified. I'm terrified now.
I'm like, I think we're on that list, Troy.
For sure. We are definitely. I mean, they see us as like deplorable, full of thetans. We're a nightmare. And we're both gay. Are you kidding?
I guess the final thing that I've seen, I know it's been sent to us a few times. Beyonce, apparently Britney was going to be in a Beyonce video and like declined last minute. And I was kind of like, oh, I didn't know that would be news.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot. I was like going back and forth of like what it would look like, what it would have been. I guess the cool thing in my mind is like Beyonce would have allowed Britney to get like really weird.
Yeah.
Artsy fartsy, as Britney would say. And that would have been cool because, like, I don't think she's ever had the opportunity to really get, like, weird in, like, a, you know, an art perspective. But I also think Britney has some shit in her life that she needs to sort out before she worries about being in Beyonce's visual artwork. I mean, she's got a whole lot going on. You know what I mean? I don't know if this is the time. I would have loved for something like that to happen in, like, 2007 or 5 or something. But I think right now, got other stuff to worry about.
I think I would agree with you on that.
As fun as it would be. So we are going to be talking today, as you saw in the description, about Mr. Matthew McConaughey. And I love doing these, as you know, these like kind of like A-list, especially like the male hunk A-list episodes, because they're always just full of shit and insanity. And Matthew McConaughey is no exception. I will tell you that we get the question a lot of like, who is somebody rotted that you would like throw it all away for? Or like somebody that you know is a piece of shit that you still just can't help. I would like, Matthew McConaughey is like the one for me.
Really?
He's one of the ones. Like, I would really love a debaucherous, drug-fueled sex romp with Matthew McConaughey for sure. I would allow it. Like, I know he's a piece of shit, but I'm like, he's somebody that I would put aside for and just be like, you are literally a sex object.
I mean, we were just talking about manifestation, Troy. So, you know.
Listen, if they keep making magic mics, maybe you'll see me in one.
I would love that.
Magic Mike Vegas.
I'll say Matthew McConaughey is someone who I don't think about a lot. But growing up, he was such a big part of like our lives. He was always in, you know, romantic comedies, and now he's doing more serious work, which I think is great. I'm actually surprised that he's like a good actor.
That's the other thing about him is I really think he's like super talented, and I have like really enjoyed his career. Like, I look back on the Matthew McConaughey movies that I've seen and I'm like, I really like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually think that he is like one of those hunky leading men guys that can actually act. And I always appreciate that because a lot of times that's not really a concern.
It must have been Us Weekly or something. I don't know. But they kind of tarnished Matthew McConaughey for me because they pointed out that he has very short arms.
Yeah.
And I wish they never did, because that's always what I think about with him now.
That's like when people point out that Tom Cruise's front tooth is like under his nose.
Yeah.
And people can't unsee it. But yeah, I mean, this episode is going to be one of those ones where you kind of expect what kind of person this is. It's Matthew McConaughey. Like, you know what's happening right now. You know what's to come. And it's fun. Drugs, sex, debauchery. That's what's happening. Womanizing, closet things, toothy tile moments, all of it. So gear up.
And remember, everything from here on out is very much alleged.
So we start in 2002. This hot young Hollywood stud has missed his last two public appearances because he's been plastered. The booze hound hunk raided the fully stocked bars and the limos he was being chauffeured. His rep sent him away to sober up so fans wouldn't see him sloshed. No, they're begging Mr. Young Hotshot to give rehab a shot. And that is the first of many, many, many substance blinds about Mr. Matthew McConaughey.
I don't know if I should trigger warning this blind. I'm just going to put it out there.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember reading it.
Which leading man was stoned when he embarrassed himself recently on a talk show? The handsome actor smoked pot in the green room before he went out and told a disgusting story involving farm animals. And apparently he said he had sex with a goat or something.
Honestly, I don't put it past Matthew McConaughey to like be drunk out in some beach fucking a goat. I can actually see it. So we jump to 2003. At a costume party deep in the Hollywood Hills, one hunky male movie star, out for the night without his usual celeb gal pal, wore a toga like a Roman emperor with a gold crown of olive branches. His sex appeal was so strong that a harem of hot-bodied babes were determined not to lose this guy, so they stripped off their costumes and danced around the king. Naked!
Honestly, I feel like that's a normal night for him.
I mean, is that a normal night for anybody at a toga party or something?
Point.
Like what?
What Hollywood hunk is the star of pictures bouncing around the internet taken at a football game 2 weeks ago of him stoned out of his noodle? And that's Matthew McConaughey at the Rose Bowl. What's your favorite Matthew McConaughey movie? I feel like we should have asked that at the beginning.
I like his 90s movies a lot. I also like, honestly, I really love, this is a controversial answer, but I liked Paperboy. And I like when Matthew McConaughey is like, he gets to like be real Matthew McConaughey in movies and do all that shit that he likes to do. You know what I mean? I don't really like rom-com Matthew McConaughey though. Like, I'm not really into like, I don't even really like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, if I'm being honest.
You know, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
My favorite movie is so out of left field. I love him in Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, yeah. He's great in that.
And then his character in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Honestly, he's so good in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. So we're now in 2005. Which actor smoked so much weed on a recent UK visit, other hotel guests could smell it down the corridor? The U.S. hunk was flying so high on his habit, he got the munchies and had room service running around for much of the night.
Which super couple likes to renew their Mile High Club membership almost every time they fly? The horny duo are infamous among private plane crews for their loud lovemaking at sky-high altitudes. And that was when Matthew was hooking up with Penelope Cruz.
We are now in 2006. Which movie heartthrob might not be completely straight, although he has a girlfriend called by some, quote, the professional beard, he left Bungalow 8 the other night with a man and took his new pal back to the Mercer. After their quickie session, the hunk told his, quote, date to, quote, get lost. You think he was like, all right, we're done.
Which actor who credited a miracle product with regrowing his chestnut mane is the butt of Hollywood jokes after a recent less than stunning successful visit to the hair plug doctor? Oh my God. Here we go.
Here we go.
The hair blinds.
We have a Ted blind, so buckle up for that. One tush taboo blind vice. Toothy Tile, per usual, is not just in considerable company, but in esteemed sexually inhibited company. But first, I've got to get something off of my chest, or rump, as it were. Why are American men so damn afraid of their butts? Gay and straight, mind you. Damn, Tons of my hetero girlfriends tell me they so much as sneak a little manicured index finger toward the boyfriend's derriere and wham, that little digital mission gets shut down. Something pronto. Not so every male in Hollywood, or the world, mind you, that's for sure. Take Wave Ridden, for instance. He keeps putting out these simple movies, all while pretending to trot around with a girlfriend, but she holds that position in name only, I assure you. WR's preferred position is the one Ang Lee famously afforded us in that Brokeback pop-up tent love scene. Be it with a guy providing real-life McCoy or a gal with a synthetic molded version. Too funny. Wave, a dude who's much less charming than is our beloved Toothy, even picks up his equal opportunity partners in the most plebeian of places. Mall parking lots, busy Hollywood streets, drugstores, less so fancy schmancy hele parties. Now, Toothy would love to, and does, have sex at any of the previous places, mind you. The difference? Toothy only does the deed with his slightly snotty BF. Never a stranger, please. Where does the salacious subterfuge end? How much longer can Wave, who's aging okay, parentheses, for now, keep up this stupid soundbite parade with his perky pretend honey? Friggin' forever, if you ask this jaded goss. I mean, Toothy will be on the cover of The Advocate, officially declaring his hunky homo-ness by the time Wave gives up his predictable posing. And that's Matthew McConaughey. What a blind that was.
So I was waiting to get to that blind before we had this conversation. But like, obviously that is Matthew. Anybody who knows anything about Matthew McConaughey knows that Hollywood is, he's just one of those guys. Matthew McConaughey, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, you know, Mr. Toothy Tile himself, Jake Gyllenhaal, that he's just always been rumored to have been gay. And I know Matthew McConaughey kind of recently opened up about like some of his sexual trauma. Mm. And he talked about how, especially when he first like was introduced in this business, he was like, he really felt just like a sexual object and like a piece of meat. And like he was just being cast basically in hopes that he would fuck whoever was like involved and whatever. So yeah, all that to say that Matthew McConaughey is, he's seen a lot. That's all I'm saying. What prone to be shirtless actor has been wearing a lot of bandanas lately to cover up the fact that he's had some hair plugs put in? And this is not the sweaty star's first time getting transplants. Wonder what his amigos think about this. Which Hollywood fitness freak leading man has managed to restore his diminishing hairline thanks to a combination of surgery and Rogaine? I haven't heard the word Rogaine in like 20 years. Sadly, it's not all good news. The side effects of the drug treatment means that nowadays he needs more Viagra than Hugh Hefner. Is Rogaine still a thing?
So now we're in 2007. This cusp of the A-list actor is tired of the rumors and innuendo that he may be gay. No matter what he does or which girl he's with, the rumors just don't stop. He's tried to link himself with some of the most gorgeous women in Hollywood, but without luck. He complains to friends that the rumors are costing him dates with the ladies. However, his real friends know it's all a game. It's not just rumors. In these two or three serious male, quote, friends that have been part of the background and in and out of his life the past 2 years were way more than friends. While looking for cover from the one girl he thought he could trust, he shared his secret. Their rekindled romance lasted as long as it took for him to relate that he preferred men to women. Again, like, we talk about this almost every episode, but I do think people in Hollywood are just so fluid because they can fuck literally anybody.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me that people can't just see that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be so black and white.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big grayscale. Sexuality is such a grayscale in general.
Right. And if you, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if most people had the opportunity to live that way, they would. You know, I believe that sexuality truly is a spectrum. And I think everybody has such a unique place on the spectrum. But we're all on it.
Yeah.
And if you had the opportunity to live totally free without anybody knowing what you're doing, you would probably live like this too. That's all I'm saying. Which buffed out Hollywood star who loves showing off his bulging muscles wishes he were a little more bulging in other departments? According to people who have seen him naked, he's overcompensating with muscles that he can make bigger. I mean, he's pretty much shown us his dick for 20 years, so I don't know if that one is a real... You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're now in 2009. Women aren't the only ones who are occasionally in denial about their age. This West Coast actor in the 40-ish age range is planning on playing a teenager in his next film. No, it's not like one of those big or 17 again scenarios where the character knows he's one age but is pretending to be the other. The actor really thinks he can still pass for a teenager. Those around him won't tell him to his face that they think he'll look like a fool trying to play a character 20 plus years younger, but they sure are talking about it behind his back. Dude, get a clue. Matthew McConaughey has looked old to me since I've seen him on like Dazed and Confused. He's always looked old.
Yeah, he's pretty much always looked like a grown ass man.
Yeah.
So we jump to 2011. What started out as misguided fun has turned into a really precocious situation for this one celebrity couple. She is a sometimes model and sometimes reality star. He is pretty much an A-list movie actor. They've been together for a while. When they first got together, the woman was recovering from a long-time coke habit, which she used to stay thin while modeling. She also used heroin, but never told our actor. He has always been open to pot and mushrooms, but shied away from harder drugs because he relied on his body to get him roles other actors could not get. Body first, acting and talent second. Although he has done drama and comedy and action, he is pretty much a one-note actor. I don't agree with that. After a momentous occasion in their life, the couple took some time off to vacation together. They ran into an old friend of the woman, and one thing led to another, and all three did some coke together. Since that point, about 6 months ago, our actor and his significant other have been doing coke every day. He has stopped working out and is focused more on coke every day than any other part of his life. The couple have passed off their children to nannies, which they never did before, and they party every night, all night. Supposedly, the woman has even got back into heroin, still has not told the actor, though. So that's the first of so many blinds about Matthew McConaughey and Camila Alves, his wife. Now, yeah, their relationship is pretty wild.
I actually disagree with you. I think a lot of people do think of him. I don't think a lot of people think of him as like a well-rounded actor the way we were kind of talking about it.
Yeah, when I was reading that, like thinking about it, like I'm thinking about people making fun of him doing the same voice in all of his movies. I guess I just think he's good at switch. Some people aren't good at switching between rom-com, hunky boy, and like actor.
Totally agree with you.
I think that's more difficult than people give credit for. Personally, I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is good at being like a romantic comedy guy. But he's such a good actor.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jake Gyllenhaal has been robbed of a few Oscars, honestly. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I think until Dallas Buyers Club came out, people did not think of Matthew McConaughey as like an actor.
Yeah, I get that. He's a hunk. He's a hunk. Yeah, you're right.
It's been a while since we've heard from the beefcake lover boy, Stealth Stud Proof. See, SSP knows expertly how to play the Hollywood closeted star game, and he's been busy maintaining his A-list status, landing super sexy roles, buffing up his stellar bod, and, you know, banging his uber hot BF on the side. Sounds like the perfect life, no? Heck, he didn't even try and hide his same-sex shenanigans. Everyone in Poof's camp was in on the sitch. He just had to keep things under wraps from the public, which of course he always has, until now. Mr. Poof seems to have developed a habit for forgetting to close the shades on those big old windows at his place, which he pretty much keeps separate from the pad with his wife, giving many passing looky-loos quite the shocking show. See, Stealth purchased a swanky apartment for his lover boy where the two dudes can get it on for days on end without any prying paps trying to home in on their love nest. But on one of the recent visits with the BF, he seemed not to notice the exclusive complex has turned into quite the celebrity hotspot, which means fans, lots of them, all hoping to catch a sighting of one of the many stars living in the A-list building. But here's what they weren't expecting to see. Stealth and his pal getting it on, not in the entirely raunchy way you might think or want, but sure enough, Stealth was hugging and kissing his man with years of affection behind those sparkling eyes. You know, the kind of open mouth kisses that take you straight to the bedroom, which is precisely what happened. Adorable, but homalicious nonetheless, and oozing with passion that could destroy Stealth's career of playing badass ladies man. At least that's what his people tell him. So tread carefully, Stud Proof, and get some damn curtains, or we may soon be removing the Stealth from your moniker. I do not believe that there were no photos of this.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And we all, I mean, he's not really, Matthew McConaughey doesn't really hide his like dates with men. Like, you know what I mean? Like him and Lance Armstrong, like him and Jake Gyllenhaal, like he takes naked vacation trips with fucking Woody Harrelson. Like he doesn't really hide his shit.
What do you mean, Troy? They're just best friends. They just smoke pot together.
They like smoke from a bong together on a public beach nude. Like he doesn't care. Now would be a good time to let you guys know that this week's episode is sponsored by Green Chef.
What is Green Chef? Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes that suits your personal preference.
And Green Chef has expanded their menu. Now choose from 30 recipes weekly with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences in the same box without changing your plan, i.e. you can order vegan one day or keto the next.
Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around.
In 2023, help yourself to delicious, convenient recipes that support your healthy lifestyle and taste good too. Eat well in the new year without sacrificing taste.
Green Chef is the only meal kit that is both carbon and plastic offset. They offset 100% of their carbon footprint as well as 100% of plastic in every single box.
I know for myself, like I like to cook, but the older I get and the more I don't know, I just have stopped wanting to deal with all the things. And I like having it be so easy. I'm not trying to go to the grocery store anymore and buy a million things for one dinner. It's just nice to have everything contained and it's healthy and it's easy.
I'm a terrible cook. I can only cook about 5 things pretty well. So having step-by-step instructions along with the ingredients makes my life a whole lot easier.
Go to greenchef.com/blinds60 and use code blinds60 to get 60% off plus free shipping.
Again, that's go to greenchef.com/blinds60 and use code blinds60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. This episode is also sponsored by ZocDoc. You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms and you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts. There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care that you need and deliver the type of experience that you want.
And there's also nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention. And your doctor seems like they're having better things to do. They have better places to be. You're hanging out in a waiting room forever. It's just not necessary anymore.
You're reading a magazine from 1994 like you really care. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you. They listen to you and prioritize your care.
ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book doctors in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right.
Go to ZocDoc.com/blinds and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That is ZocDoc.com/blinds. ZocDoc.com/blinds. And we're jumping right back into those blind items for 2013. This A-list mostly movie actor has not been spotted with his wife as much as they used to be. It turns out she got wind of a little fling he had on set of his last movie, not with a woman, but with his B-list actor co-star. She thinks it's strange and can't seem to get over it. He says he prefers women, but got caught up in the movie. And that's allegedly Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
You know that they got into some shit together. My Lord. This A-plus-list mostly movie actor who really wants an Academy Award has started seeing other women again. Lots of them. Apparently, even though he is married, he went back to his old game of rotating 3 women through the places he has set up for them. No guys yet, but plenty of pot.
Now we're in 2014. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, is married and is an Academy Award winner slash nominee. His former model wife says that he never wants to have sex with her, and he's more interested in smoking pot and looking at himself in the mirror than actually spending time with her. She says she is more of an accessory for him now that he's forced to bring with him. And that's when Camilla said her husband wasn't very romantic.
That's shocking. This A-list mostly movie actor, who is a very recent Academy Award winner slash nominee, and his wife have a very special relationship. She's allowed to keep around very young men who watches the kids and teaches them to skateboard and also makes sure that the wife is taken care of too. Our husband doesn't seem to care.
That actually sounds like nice.
A dream. I mean, who's complaining about that?
No. Well, out of town for work, the foreign-born celebrity slash reality star wife of this A-plus list, mostly movie actor, spent the night with a married executive of the company she was working for that night. She will probably blame it on being drunk. And that is a Camilla Alves blind.
This foreign-born model turned host turned celebrity who was more famous for her partner than her career has been in some blinds before, but is going to get a reprieve after she managed to raise $500,000 for a charity she founded. It might not sound like a ton of money, but it managed to be enough to build 100 homes and with running water and electricity in her home country. That's nice. I mean, that should have been a kindness blind.
I know. That's actually fucking amazing. And $500,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, who's an Academy Award winner, recently got busted having sex on a pyramid and had to pay a huge bribe to stay out of jail.
But was he like on that building in Vegas? Fucking.
Or like at the actual pyramids in Egypt?
Right.
I need more context. The Bass Pro Shop pyramid that's in like Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, right. Like, what does that mean? Having sex on a pyramid. We're now in 2015, and this is a Golden Globes blind from AP, a friend of NT Lawyer. The couple closest to divorcing and who did not get along all night and let everyone at their table know was this couple, consisting of an A-list mostly movie actor and his celebrity wife who used to be a reality star. She was ticked off at him all night, and AP thinks that they will split in 2015. And if anybody doesn't remember, for like the Bravo heads out there, she was the host, because she's not really famous, but she did host the show Sheer Genius on Bravo, which is where Tabitha came from. I don't think Sheer Genius was on for very long, but I don't even know why she hosted it, but that's like her big career thing.
Okay. I thought she was just a model.
Yeah.
This former A-list tweener turned B-list mostly movie actor was the message giver from his drug and escort supplier to a foreign-born former B-list reality host turned celebrity who has very high name recognition thanks to a relationship. The celebrity got into a sticky situation with the drug slash escort supplier when she was in Europe recently and has been trying to evade him. So the A-list actor being Zac Efron, the supplier being Leon Anderson, allegedly, foreign-born reality host being Camilla Alves, and then the relationship she's famous for, of course, with Matthew.
Also Matthew and Zach. I'm like, what did you young men get into? My word.
And that's when Zach was like really unwell.
Yeah. This next one is a SAG award blind. Quite the little pot circle last night in a loading dock. An A-plus list mostly movie actor and his co-star from a movie that kept winning last year. Also joining them and hanging all over the co-star was this foreign-born B-list mostly television actors from a hit pay cable show who has been named a best dressed from last night. Not approving was the A-plus list mostly movie actress who is an Academy Award winner and the most secret of cigarette smokers and was sneaking one quick puff, literally one puff. So the actor, of course, being Matthew, the co-star being Jared, the movie being Dallas Buyers Club, the B-list actress being Amelia Clark, and the A-list actress, I suppose, taking just one single puff being Reese Witherspoon.
What a motley little crew that is.
I know. And it's like, so that is really confirming for me that Reese is the girl who like doesn't buy cigarettes, but she drinks. And then she's like, do you have a cigarette?
And then, do you know who I am? Give me a cigarette.
Right? Yeah. And you give it to her. Anybody who's ever smoked will understand this. You give it to her and then she takes a single hit and like throws it. And she's like, thanks. But you're like, you're welcome, girl.
This A-list mostly movie actor has always been known as a man who hits hotel bars late at night. Is this about Troy McKeady? He especially loves if they have a piano or some other kind of live entertainment. Since he's been married, though, the trips have become earlier in the night or even during the middle of the day. Apparently, he's no longer allowed to have more than one glass of wine or one spirit per day and escapes the house to drink. Hotel bars are one of the horniest places on the planet. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't enjoy any bar as much as I do a hotel bar, to be honest.
I agree.
This good old boy, who also happens to be an actor, an A-list one at that, is kind of a tool when it comes to his wife. She used to have a career and was a host and model and sometimes actress. She gets offers for projects, but each time she gets one, her husband calls someone. And the next thing you know, the wife is being passed over to somebody else.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know. And like, what a common thing that we like read about.
Mm-hmm. A studio executive nearly got into a fist fight with this A-list, mostly movie director. Apparently, the fight centered around the premise that the director should have focused more on his movie and less on trying to sleep with the A-plus list, mostly movie actor who's starring in it. So the movie being Sea of Trees, the director being Gus Van Sant, and the A-list actor being Matthew McConaughey. And apparently that film was booed at the film festival.
I've also read some really, this is like message board shit, so who knows if it's true, but I've read some really not great things about stuff that Matthew McConaughey had to do with Gus Van Sant to get certain roles. I think that it might pop up because I've read it in his lines. I'm pretty sure I pulled some of them, but Gus Van Sant, ugh, you guys can't see me, but I'm making a tortured face. Ugh, eek.
Bryan Singer bad?
Mm-hmm. They're friends.
Oh, say less.
Yeah. A flight attendant on a private jet said this A-plus list mostly movie actor, who was an Academy Award winner / nominee, spent almost an entire 12-hour flight doing line after line of coke and shots of booze in between doing laps up and down the short aisle of the plane. Okay. All traces of coke were gone by the time the plane landed back in the U.S. His manic behavior was not, though. He was doing laps up and down the... Okay.
I think he would be scary to be around when he's on drugs.
Absolutely.
He'd do that chest pounding thing.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he would like do weird shit. There's like very weird things.
And so much eye contact.
Yeah, really close.
Really?
Now I'm like into it. I'm like, wait.
I was like, actually, Kelly, you don't have to come on the trip.
Right.
The wife of this A-list, mostly movie actor, thinks of herself as a screenwriter. Not so much. She's been dropping the name of her husband to get meetings and has an agent. The agent realizes it's a crap script and doesn't want to send it out in fear of being associated with wasting time of people. So she's been going out and everyone hates it, but won't say it out of the fear of her husband not wanting to do something with them. So apparently Camilla has been shopping around a script. Everyone is hating it, but won't say it because of Matthew.
Speaking of sex for roles, this former host is tired of getting gigs based on who her significant other is. She wants to get them on her own. Her most recent gig is the face of a brand she got on her own, but had to do a casting couch route to do it. All she says, though, is she finally did something without having to name drop or have an A-list actor husband call in a favor. And that was when she, Lord, that's sad. She got like a back to school Target ad. Eek.
The idea that people can cast and coach even to get a Target ad is so, my brain just like exploded from that.
I know.
This A-plus list, mostly movie actor, is an Academy Award winner / nominee. He didn't ever care what his wife did, but suddenly he's making her be with him all day, every day, while he films his latest movie. They both have cheated in the past, but his latest hookup was a little intense. Keeping his wife close so maybe she does not find out. Apparently, that was Matthew McConaughey and Camilla Alves on the set of Gold.
I guess this A-plus list mostly movie actor who was an Academy Award winner / nominee / bad commercial maker, that's funny, and his wife came to some type of deal. They're getting along great. His cheating and drug use was causing them to split. Her wanting a career and him wanting her to stay home was an issue. They now each have someone who makes them happy and they stay together for the kids.
And we are now in 2015. This married Academy Award winning slash nominated actor has been at the Olympics and hit on one of the men competing in a swimming event. In the following blind, this A-list mostly movie actor who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee was stoned out of his mind at a premiere this weekend. His A-list co-star was not amused. And that's Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon because they both appeared in Sing. That cast of Sing was so crazy.
Wild. And I've always heard that Reese and Matthew don't get along. They don't really like care for each other.
I would assume that those two are not like buds. The Sing cast, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Matthew McConaughey, Tori Kelly, Nick Kroll, Seth MacFarlane, Nick Offerman. Like, what the fuck is this cast? Jennifer Hudson's in it. Leslie Jones. John C. Riley.
Oh, my God. It turns out it is possible for this A-plus list mostly movie actress who was an Academy Award winner slash nominee to dislike a co-star more than the tall actor she made a movie with that you probably watch. That current Academy Award winner slash nominated co-star she is doing press with right now continues to make her scream on an almost daily basis. There was the excessive pot use and his failure to shower all the time to his excessive use of the word darling when speaking to her or about her to others. So that is Reese Witherspoon not liking Matthew McConaughey because he calls her darling, and the former tall co-star being Vince Vaughn.
I also think that is like Matthew McConaughey's legacy is that he smells.
Yeah, he's the first celebrity that I remember reading about. And whenever we read about stinky famous people, I immediately think of him because he was like the first that became known for that to me.
Yeah, same. And also, I love Reese Witherspoon. She's like my little problematic, her and Anna Kendrick. I can't get that. While doing press for a new project she's done completely on her own, this celebrity wife of an A-plus lister was repeatedly asked about her husband and not about her own project. She was okay with a question or two, but lost her temper and walked off set on one of the shows when all the questions were about him. And apparently, Camilla is a lifestyle expert for Target. And also, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, same.
I know she's like a Nepo wife, but...
A Nepo wife. This married A-plus list mostly movie actor who was an Academy Award winner slash nominee gets his legs waxed monthly. He loves to dress up when his wife is not home. He tells her he waxes his legs because of allergies. Like, okay. I love when it's alleged that masculine men do feminine things. It's alleged he painted his nails. He says it's for a role.
We're now in 2017. It has now been 3 years since this married foreign-born host slash model slash part-time actress started first hooking up with the guy who helps her kid with sports. Her A-plus list, mostly movie actor, doesn't seem to mind. Okay, it seems like they've had an open relationship since like 2008.
And it's like working.
I know, it seems great for them.
Yeah. Unlike his Academy Award-winning co-star, this foreign-born A-list dual-threat actor is actually out promoting their new movie, using every trick he can to get people to attend this first weekend because they sure won't attend the second weekend. The Academy Award winner is just going through the motions and doing as little as possible. And so that was for The Dark Tower. And it was Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba.
I don't even remember that movie coming out.
I don't remember Idris Elba doing a movie with Matthew McConaughey. What?
Those accents together, I don't think I could watch the movie.
It's a lot. Seriously. And them both trying to be like the main hunk.
Yeah, that would be a lot. We have an Oscars blind. At an after party, this A-plus list mostly movie actor, who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee, was trying to remain composed while talking to this former A-list mostly movie actress who's from an entertainment family, who was pawing and clawing all over him in front of his wife. The actress thought it was 1999 again and was making very cringeworthy remarks to us both. He rolled his eyes about her so many times, I thought he was going to have a seizure. The wife finally walked off. When the actress was laughing and reminiscing about the crazy drunken thing we three did one night many years ago, she said, "You guys want to relive a fond memory tonight?" The actor smiled, turned to her and said, "I'd love to, but I'm married. And besides, he and I are going to come out of the closet any day now." He grabbed my hand romantically and led me off. I looked back at the actress, standing there frozen, mouth open, looking like she'd seen a ghost. We almost made it through the door before we heaved in laughter. Is this blind item or fan fiction? And allegedly, that's Ashley Judd, Matthew McConaughey, and a stranger that we don't know.
I will say, I do love when the blinds are like extremely detailed like that. Like, he grabbed her by her pinky. She pulled away. Took it back. I love it. I love the drama. This A-plus list mostly movie actor is on a 3 or 4 day booze and pot bender right now. He made no sense at a panel he was on and skipped two others because he would look even more foolish. And that was Matthew McConaughey at South by Southwest in 2018.
This is a reader blind. This A-list movie actor was at a backyard campout of this A-list single named pop singer and her dirt athlete husband. At the campout, the actor proceeded to hand out brownies, assumed to be weed, but were actually mushrooms. He stayed up the entire night playing drums and wearing a fanny pack and a sombrero, only trying to engage conversation about ethics and family life. The next morning, the athlete husband said, quote, "Sometimes you have to get the manic version. Sometimes you get the normal one. You never know what you'll get when you invite him to a party." And that's Matthew McConaughey, pink and Carrie Hart. Can you also imagine if you ate a brownie thinking it was weed, but it's shrooms?
No. It's very like, did you ever watch Yellow Jackets?
No.
I won't say anything. I won't ruin it, but it's very, for anybody listening who watched Yellow Jackets, it's very Yellow Jackets. And I also love the inclusion of him playing the drums and wearing a fanny pack.
Oh, because I thought the drums, the bongo guy, I thought it was Woody Harrelson, but I guess it's also Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he was the bongo guy. I mean, really, they're both the bongo guys, if we're being honest. Ever wonder if edibles and LSD are a good combination? They aren't. Just ask this illiterate A-list mostly movie actor who had to be locked in a room for 6 hours just to keep him safe. And that was at the Telluride Film Festival in 2018.
I would guess that would be very scary.
Yeah, that's a horrible combination.
We're now in 2019. This illiterate, permanent A-list mostly movie actor, who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee, was passing out edibles to TSA agents this week to thank them for working without pay. I also think he was high as a kite.
Listen, a kind is blind is a kind is blind, whether you're high or not. Considering this foreign-born former reality star host turned celebrity was in an Uber Black blowing a man, not her husband, it was quite the shock to see her on a red carpet with the A-list mostly movie actor husband later that night. It's actually not.
Right.
Just based on the 10 years that they've been doing that and made it work.
So this is from Mark Harris, and in parentheses it says, columnist and former executive editor of Entertainment Weekly. Blind item, second worst interview. Someone who was doing so much coke in a Gulfstream trailer that it was blowing around and I thought it would go in me, which I did not want. And that was Matthew McConaughey being his worst interview because he wouldn't stop doing cocaine.
Oh my goodness. This illiterate A-plus list mostly movie actor who was an Oscar winner slash nominee is married. He's hooking up with the publicist assigned to him right now for his current promotional tour. And that was for The Gentleman. Yeah, he's fucking his publicist during the promotion of The Gentleman.
We're now in 2020. The A-lister. Throughout the years, I've written about this A-plus list, mostly movie actor who's an Academy Award winner slash nominee. From his earliest days, he was the nemesis to this A-list mostly movie actress who's a multiple Oscar winner slash nominee. This was long before either of them were famous or even known outside their local circle. I wrote about how he tormented her and used her and told directors she would hit the casting couch. Even today, he's always looking for ways to use and manipulate women. Sure, he's married and has kids now, but that doesn't stop him from using the aw shucks kind of persona to find women to sleep with and then treat them like trash when they decide to. Several women who have slept with the actor over the past 5 years all say how cruel he is and how violent he can become in bed to the point where they want to flee, but he wouldn't let them. The actress he's tormented for so long still hates being in the same room with him because of the way he treated her. That's Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock. And let me tell you one fucking thing. If Sandra Bullock doesn't like you, I trust her.
And how are you treating Sandra Bullock bad? This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor did a whole bunch of "Do you know who I am?" things directed towards staffers at a hospital. Hopefully they said you are an idiot who makes car commercials. Oh my God. Hopefully they said you are an idiot who makes car commercials. Anyway, the actor wanted tests for himself and his family. Oh, it's 2020. Hello.
Right. The celebrity CEO spent some time in the Southwest without his government grifting supposed significant other. Our CEO crashed at the home of the illiterate A-plus list mostly movie actor and enjoyed some alone time with some female friends of the actor who also brought a lot of party favors. That's Elon Musk and Matthew McConaughey hanging out in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, so we're about to enter his Elon Musk era.
What the fuck?
They're like really good friends, apparently, which I didn't know about. But yeah, there's a lot of Elon blinds coming up. I always enjoy when the A-list mostly movie actor who is a multiple Oscar winner slash nominee starts talking about how much he loves and respects his wife, knowing full well that he has cheated on her dozens of times and gotten multiple women pregnant. And that's that on that blind. Jeez.
This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor isn't going to do the politics thing because he cares about the issue. He's doing it because he likes the idea of a bunch of people stroking his massive ego. And I believe that's when he was talking about the vaccine.
I bet.
But also, can I say one thing about Matthew?
Yeah.
When the shooting in Uvalde, I believe, when that happened, he really did like step up. And I do give him credit for that. Like,
yeah.
I know people will be like, oh, well, if he's trying to stroke his ego, he still did a lot.
Yeah. Even if celebrities are being narcissists when they do nice stuff, it's still nice, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I bet he did some weird shit during the pandemic, like during quarantine. Ooh, he was probably weird.
He stresses me out, Troy.
I know. I can't even imagine the shit he was doing in his house when we couldn't leave. Oof. More wasted ramblings, or is there more to it? While partying with his new best friend, the illiterate A-plus-list mostly movie actor who does bad car commercials, the CEO says that he was in talks to buy the fruit company. So this is Matthew McConaughey's like entering his possible like political Elon Musk era. So this is him being best friends with Elon and saying that they're going to buy Apple.
Oh my God. That's my only response to that.
Yeah.
We're now in 2021. This actually involves two actors who were co-stars in the classic film. One is an A-plus list actor and the other not so much, but comes from an acting family. The two did cocaine nonstop and were drinking nonstop, and it got to the point where that they were making every shot unusable. The director made a deal with them and said if they stayed sober during the day, he would pay for their partying at night. A deal was made. And that's Matthew McConaughey, Jason London, Dazed and Confused, and Richard Linklater.
This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor already secured financing to produce a documentary about his political campaign. And that was when it was first rumored that he was potentially a potential candidate for Texas governor.
I could see that happening. I feel like that's probably in his future.
Yeah. From what we're about to read for the rest of the episode, it's like he's going to enter a political moment.
The illiterate A-list mostly movie actor should be more concerned about his marriage crumbling in his late nights with the celebrity CEO and not taking on a new quest simply because he likes the attention. And again, that's him hanging out with Elon Musk but wanting to be governor of Texas.
A legal but still in her teens country singer was a guest of this married illiterate actor at his house. She says she hooked up with the celebrity CEO there and is now pregnant. What is also strange is that the actor was not even staying there at the time. And that again is Matthew and his new bestie, Elon Musk.
I wonder who the country singer was.
Yeah, it doesn't say who she is. I guess probably because she's underage, but.
Right.
That's crazy. I don't like them being friends.
No. It's like the two worst kind of like James Bond villains.
Literally.
This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor will only run for political office if someone pays him to star in and also finances a documentary about his run for office. And of course, that's Texas Governor Guys and The Following Blind. This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor talks about actresses equal or higher to him on the list and says nothing but nice things. The ones lower on the list or when he was first starting out, he says nothing but nice things, and everyone knows that they feel the same way too. He's been awful during his career. What does that even mean? Like, that's Matthew McConaughey, and apparently he says Reese Witherspoon was his first celebrity crush. But we know that they hate each other.
Right. I'm just laughing too at the fact that he won't run for governor unless they make a movie. It's just so him.
And he would play himself in the movie.
Yeah, like it has to be some like big epic, you know, even if it's a documentary, it's got to be like.
If they were to make a movie, I would like to hear Austin Butler do Matthew McConaughey's accent for the rest of his life instead of the Elvis one.
Oh, God. Him as Elvis is so off-putting to me. I don't want to get into that. We don't have to right now, but my God, I can't. We're now in 2022. This foreign-born celebrity got as high as B-plus list when she was hosting a show. She is married to an A-list mostly movie actor. They're rarely seen together, and he prefers being several thousand miles distance from their L.A. home. She has missed the spotlight as of late and has gone through some things with her husband, so we'll cut her a break that she spent 20 minutes with a pap this week trying to get just the right shot. Okay.
Okay, she called a paparazzi.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the first time.
Now the blinds just kind of get silly, Troy. We're getting to the silly part of blinds, I feel like.
Yeah.
This A-list actor is being offered $50 million by a group if he will run for a political office and divide the votes. And that's when McConaughey hired DC lobbyists to push gun control after the shooting, which, again, I do not think is like a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's scary to think of Matthew McConaughey being like in a place of power. But what he, that was a nice thing that he did.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney actresses, oh God.
No.
This one was the biggest. She's long gone from Disney and really doesn't act much any longer, but she sings. Oh my God. She once hooked up with the illiterate A-list actor. And that is Matthew hooking up with none other than Miss Destiny Hope, AKA Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Miss Smiley.
Their accents together, too.
I know.
Their voices, my God. Maybe one of the reasons this illiterate actor gets along so well with a certain CEO is their philosophy that there should be lots of breeding. Prior to getting married, the actor was part of a sperm donor group and apparently has lots of children in the world. That's Elon and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, God. And this is our final blind. This illiterate A-list mostly movie actor is really upset about the headlines of a movie that has been canceled that was set to star him. The headlines make it seem as if he is being investigated for something rather than the reality, which is a bunch of the real life kids being abused by coaches, which doesn't make it the happy feel good movie the studio wanted. Wow. So that is Dallas Sting. That was the name of the movie. And it was supposed to be about, I guess, like, a girl's soccer story.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's a crazy blind to end on.
I know. I don't know if I was surprised by any blind items other than like the Elon Musk stuff. I guess yeah. I just wasn't aware that they were friends.
Right.
But it kind of all checks out for Mr. McConaughey.
Yeah, nothing here was shocking whatsoever. It was more just like confirmation, I guess. And he's just one of those celebrities I think it's fun to like read about because he's publicly so, like, people already kind of view him as, like, kooky and weird, and he's the naked hothead that plays bongos on the beach. I mean, you know.
Do you think he's rotted?
Yeah.
If Sandra Bullock doesn't like you, you're fucking rotted.
Right. I hope that Reese eventually puts her one puff cigarette out on you one day. Matthew McConaughey. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, he's definitely rotted. I think that goes without saying.
Yeah. I agree with you. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We had fun. I hope you also had fun. Make sure to subscribe, rate, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everyone.
We love you very, very much, and we will see you here next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.